Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
This week, I was in Peoria, Illinois, speaking to the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemicals Association. I'm on my farm now, broadcasting by phone. Farmers and ag suppliers had a lot of concerns about the government shutdown. The shutdown is behind us, for now anyway. Maybe we can concentrate on trade. Don't forget that we export one out of every 3 acres of our production, and 90% of food consumers live in other countries. We have until the end of February, and then new tariffs will be imposed unless United States and China can make some progress on our trade dispute. Those tariffs could shoot up 10 or 25%. The most difficult trade issue is China's reluctance to refrain from stealing our technology. There's no doubt that the trade war has taken a toll on the Chinese economy. Their stock market has tanked by 20%. Hope we have some leverage now. Keep in mind that the Chinese economy isn't very free. It's government-owned. And on the government shutdown issue, President Trump is still insisting on a wall to secure our southern border. Republicans and Democrats and the president need to sit down and find a compromise. It's unacceptable for our government to be so dysfunctional. And here I am, here on the farm, and it is so cold. It's well below zero. Our baby pigs are warm in their heated barns. I've never seen healthier hogs. We have another trailer load headed for market. Their live weight is close to 300 pounds each. Prices are soft on pork, soft on corn, soft on soybeans, and other farm products. Too much supply. The ag industry's net income is half what it was 4 years ago. I've been riding this farm roller coaster all my life. Hang on, it'll recover, but we just don't know when. I'll be back in Washington next week. We want the government to get some things done. Too much uncertainty now. Thank you for one thing. We do have a farm bill. And now let's get a budget and spending agreement for the year. Congress needs to approve the trade deal with Mexico and Canada. And one last thought. We need to cut our government spending. Our debt is rising every year. We just can't help ourselves. We spend too much. 60% of our budget is on automatic pilot. If we don't act, our annual deficit will add another $1 trillion to our debt every year. So until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.